Well, good morning. So it was about David Harden and I were talking this morning, and it was about 14 years ago that David left for school to learn to take planes all the way apart and put them all the way back together. And he visited a few years after that, after graduation, and actually flew up here with one of their planes. And if you've never seen a missionary plane, picture a plane with monster truck tires. And anyway, I remember sitting in the co-pilot seat, and there was a sticker there on the dash that said something to the effect of this, you know, it's like a legal sticker that disclosed that the plane was put together by amateurs. But that's not, it was not me. What is the wording of that? Anyway, what is it? Experimental aircraft. Yeah, if it's not approved by aeronautics, you know, if you take a plane and you put monster tires on it, and then you fix a suspension issue with it, and you do this thing with an engine, and you do, well, you've changed what's been approved. But the problem is, if you don't have normal runways and you have to, you know, take shorter landings and liftoffs and things, you have to modify. And when you take out seats so you can fit in things that are not normally put on a plane, you have to modify. So it's very much of a, if you've ever watched these videos of what these missionary pilots do, it's pretty intense. And so it's a blessing to have David up here again. When he walked in, I thought, boy, he really is looking like his dad, which is a good thing. Your dad's a handsome guy. But the picture we still have of you is we have two magnets with your face on our refrigerator, and you still had the goatee, and so anyway, I've asked David if he would, before the sermon, take a few minutes to share a little bit about what's going on in the Copper Canyon.
Thank you, Monty. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of new faces here, as well as the ones I've seen before, and it's very good to be here. Thank you for welcoming us so well and blessing us. It's good to be staying with the Bonds, and we're just blessed to feel like we fit right in. That's such a blessing. And see Keith come out and get to work in the farm. So it's really nice to be here. Delia and the boys are enjoying their time in the States, the USA. There's the United States of Mexico as well, actually. But anyway, yeah, so we're very blessed to be here. Thank you for, and thanks for what you shared about before worship too, that we're here to sing and praise the Lord with our words and with our minds. So, I've been having a lot of good times talking with Louie too, but, and Wendy and the kids. So, I've been working with Mexico Medical Mission for 14 years now. And like Monty said, we started out in one place, and it's been kind of a pilgrimage of learning and changing, and you know, we've been, but anyway, now it's been 4 years since we were last here, and 4 years ago we were I was working with a fellow named Mark, and so that period of time came to an end 4 years ago, and that was just a real time of turmoil for me, and it seems like I'm kind of going through turmoil continually in life, but we invited UIM Aviation to join us, and we're partnering with them now, and we do still have an experimental aircraft, but not that one. So we're flying a couple different aircraft that UIM has provided, and one aircraft that Mexico Medical Mission has purchased, and we get up in the mornings. Our pilot is Brent Dodd. That's the guy who's flying for us now. And there's other pilots. Yeah, United Indian Mission is a mission, and they operate in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And it's missions to indigenous Americans, Indians. So, and my wife is a Tarahumara Indian, Native American, Native Mexican. So, yeah, thank you.
That greatly strengthened the program.
Yes, it did. It really strengthened the program with an aircraft, yes, but primarily with operational procedures and personnel and a real strong team. And I'm just really, we've been really blessed with that team of guys who have, like I was about to say, that Brent and I get together every morning, we pray together for the day's flights and for the activities. I'm getting too close. And it's been a really blessed 4 years working with Brent and his family, Brent and Holly May and their daughter, Brielle. So right now in Mexico, the little girl that we were trying to adopt but not really legally proceeding with that process right now, Carolina, is there, and she's staying with Delia's sister, Marta. And so they're there at the hangar with Brent and Holly May and Brielle. So it's really nice that Carolina has somebody to play with there that's her age. So we're, yeah, just really blessed and thankful. Okay, okay, yeah. Thank you, Rose. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, we're so I was just showing Louis the other night. I do maintenance on aircraft there for UIM, and just like a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, plane showed up and the alternator wasn't working, and we were able to fix it up right there on site. UIM has a shop in Tucson to do a lot of the major work, and sometimes I make trips up there to help out, but I still have time to do other things, like learn more Tarahumara and just visit people and do a lot of different things. I'm a missionary mechanic, not pilot, missionary mechanic, tech support guy. And, that's what I do as a profession, you know, but I'm a missionary. I'm a Christian. I would say really we all, not to philosophize too much, but we're all missionaries. In one sense, at some level or another, we have an outreach and or an inreach to brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, yes, I have gotten involved in doing some techie stuff with a computer and have developed a computer program that connects the home office and all the pilots in the different bases with each other. So the pilots take their iPad with them on a flight, and they put in the data from the flights and from the airstrips and the passengers and the billing information to keep track of where the money's going and the flight hours. And then they hit the sync button and that information is communicated back to the home office. And then whenever you, also when you hit sync, you get all the information right back down to your home base, wherever you're at. So I spent a lot of time working on that. Louis can say whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make an advertisement here, but yes, it is. It is. It does a really cool thing. And if we could just hit the sync button and just get all that information back and forth, but we have the Holy Spirit. So that's my computer program's like the Holy Spirit. it does a lot of stuff for us. So, and yeah, so I've been working on that, and now it's out of beta, and Delia's family's a big family, so I'm really involved in that. But we got family here too, so we're really thankful for that. And Keith has a question. Okay, but the kids will be able to criticize me. So yeah, let me introduce my family. I meant to introduce them. Echi Echi Mukui Deli Riwewam.
Nihe Upuera, I Nihe Kuchwara, Esteban Riwewam, David Riwewam, I Echi Daniel Riwewam Hu. So, it's, yeah, so. Yes. Yeah, the Mexico Medical Mission is a group of believers, and it's we're growing in our ability to speak the term of our language. Spanish is the language that everybody speaks in, and Spanish is like a, I know I'm going past 5 minutes already, but it's not my fault. So we are learning different languages, Tarahumara, and there's different dialects that we're learning a little bit. In Samachique, it's... So... Yeah, yeah, so it's... I don't know why I'm crying. It's probably because I'm trying... I was going to... Anyway, so, yeah, you're touching all the... I can speak Tarahumara pretty well, but it's... Still very challenging to understand it with my wife, but yeah, it's praise God that we can talk to people in different languages. But it's very nice to also understand in our own language. I really I'm glad I'm not speaking in front of people today because I'm really glad to be able to worship with you all. So thank you very much.
It's always a blessing to hear the redemptive use of technology. I think too often, you know, we as Christians are so focused on the problems we have with technology and all of the sinful uses of technology. But when we see whether it is putting together computer programs to discuss things across many miles, or whether it is aircrafts going into places that would be extremely difficult to get in and out, that's the redemptive use of technology. That is man as a creature created in the image of God, taking dominion over the things that God has given us and using them for kingdom purposes. And so it is always a blessing to hear that. Much of the energy that goes into learning a language, there's something about being able to hear the gospel in your mother tongue. And there's a lot of effort that goes into that to be able to read the gospel in the vernacular, in the language of the people, and to be able to understand, because Jesus meets you where you are at. And that's part of the gospel message, that it goes out to the ends of the earth. So we are very blessed, David, by all of your efforts there.